Welcome. You're listening to Ask the CIO, brought to you by CenturyLink. And now here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guests today are Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications, and George Delpret, a principal with Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America CIO Survey. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. We're going to talk about Tech America's recent CIO survey. Joe, George, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, so let me start with some basics. I'm going to go to George first, since you were the chairman of this Tech America CIO Survey. Give me some highlights of the survey. What results were most telling? And give us also a bit of background about the survey, how long it's been going on, how did you conduct it, and a sense of how it was put together.
We've actually been working on the survey for 23 years now at Tech America. We generally interview CIOs, folks that are in leadership roles across the federal IT industry, representing the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. This year, we interviewed more than 41 staff across those organizations and representing 27 different organizations. We primarily conduct in-person surveys. We also do have an online tool for those folks that can't participate in the in-person interviews of the survey. In terms of the key takeaways this year, we always ask an open-ended questions of CIOs. What are your greatest challenges? This is not multiple choice. And the three things that rose to the top this year, some may say are not surprising, but I think when you talk about the details around those issues, it was a little bit surprising to me, were the budgetary challenges. Sequestration is definitely having an impact on how CIOs are running their organizations. In years past, there were challenges and issues related to the budget. Those issues and challenges are still there, but CIOs have stepped back and they've looked at how they can do things more efficiently and how they can work harder at saving money. And I think there's some great successes there. So that was a refreshing takeaway from the budgetary challenges. The other two top issues were human capital challenges and cybersecurity issues. Human capital, the issue of trying to recruit and retain staff, has been a challenge for CIOs and many in the federal government in leadership levels. And that issue, unfortunately, it's continuing and becoming even greater challenge now. And cybersecurity threats to the CIO community grow every day, and CIOs are working very diligently to try to, you know, arm themselves to protect their information and data amidst all those growing threats.
All right, so three issues that none of them are very surprising. Cybersecurity, time and again, you hear that as the biggest issue. And then human capital is a growing issue with the retirement wave. But budgets may be the new one instead of some of the other things. Joe, from your perspective, are those your three biggest issues as well?
The survey results are very consistent with my priorities and challenges. The information shared when I was interviewed actually mirrors very well with the broader survey results. I agree with the top five concerns the CIOs identified in the survey, but I would probably put them in a slightly different order. I'm actually thinking cybersecurity and budget are probably about equal, tied for the first. They are very, very important issues. And I would actually put governance as number three. I understand and certainly agree that dollars and people are your key aspects. They're very challenging and can affect everything else. But we are facing significant cybersecurity challenges, and the budget is making that a little more challenging as well. And I think we've got to really address the governance issue across all the different agencies. So that's how I would kind of rank them, as maybe budget one, cybersecurity two, and governance three.
Let me throw that over to George real quick. From a governance standpoint, where did that pop up in the survey? If I remember it well, obviously it was addressed because governance is something that's coming through with portfolio stat sessions and other things.
Absolutely. It was another key issue that a number of the CIOs talked about. We always try to have a portion of the survey that looks at policy, governance, and sort of IT management issues. That's how we grouped a number of those things together. Portfolio stat was a big part of that. And it's definitely an issue. And as Joe points out, it was a top issue for a number of CIOs. And as we think about governance, one of the topics that we talked about and many CIOs had lots of perspective on was accountability for how IT dollars are spent versus the authority they had to really control those IT dollars is a big issue around governance. CIOs are accountable for a lot of that spending, yet some don't have control of the IT dollars and budget, and that creates some challenges, I think, for the CIO community to look at how IT dollars are being spent and do the right thing when they don't always have a lens into how that dollars are being spent. So that was a big issue that came across in the survey this year related to governance.
One of the things that surprised me was the OMB memo from, I guess, August, September timeframe, when they talk about CIO authorities. How many CIOs said in the survey that memo did not have a big impact so far? Was that surprising to you, George? I mean, when you guys put together the results, was that something you're expecting to see a different results?
Well, I think the intent when OMB came out with the memo was it was going to address the issue that we heard about last year, which was CIO authority for spending, and try and empower them to have greater control. You know, I expected it to have a little bit more teeth. I was surprised that 73% of the folks that we interviewed say it produced, you know, no change. They didn't disagree with it. I think they, you know, thought that there were a lot of good points and efforts in there to give the CIO more control, but it wasn't accomplishing what they had essentially sought out to accomplish.
Let me throw this over to Joe for a sec. Joe, I'm not going to ask you to comment on that 73% number or your CIO authorities, but from a governance perspective, how are you at NOAA addressing the governance? And obviously, as NOAA goes up through the chain of command through commerce.
I think it was on June 21st, Dr. Blank, the acting secretary, signed out a policy on IT portfolio authorities. And basically, the CIO has additional authorities to oversee all the IT investments, to essentially manage it as a portfolio stat, a portfolio across the commerce. And then that was delegated down to the top-level bureau CIOs, but not below that. But again, that's really talking about the authorities, and we need to operationalize that. So we're in the process of taking all those different policy aspects, policy areas, and building implementation plans, details of how we're going to actually use those authorities to drive efficiencies. And in the end, it's all about how we can better use the taxpayers' money and be more efficient with every dollar. We have to. I mean, we need everybody pulling in the same direction. And IT across the government is inherently fragmented, decentralized, and that's just the way it has grown up. And you see a couple agencies really pushing very strongly to centralize the management. And I think there are different business models right now in place. And so in commerce, we're trying to centralize the management of IT, but it's you know, we're doing it incrementally in phases.
One of the things that Joe, when you're talking about the portfolio approach, just stood out to me. When you look at the top three priorities, the way you name them, cyber, budget, and governance, you need the governance piece to really address the budget issues, to address the cyber issues, because, and in fact, I was just writing about this just recently, the CXO collaboration is becoming so much more key. And I know I did a story with your CIO and former CFO, Scott Quell, about their working together. Is that the governance piece you're talking about? Is that CXO collaboration?
That's absolutely key. It's very hard for a CIO to do anything in really affecting the investments without a collaborative effort with the chief financial officer, the chief acquisition executive, and the human resource component. So, and then as you get into data center consolidation, we need to work with the chief administrative officers on managing the facilities and how we reap the benefits there.
All right, Georgia, any last comments? We're going to take a quick break, but Georgia, wanted to throw it back to you real quick just about the collaboration, CXO collaboration.
I think that's a key topic. We spend a lot of time with the CFO community as well in my role here at my current company, and I actually had an interview with a CFO from a leading organization, and you know, we ask a top challenges question, and a number of the challenges that are facing the CIO community also resonate with the CFO community. I think there's definite challenges in that area, but what's refreshing is that this community is doing what they can to work together to try to deal with the sequestration issues and the human capital challenges to try and work together to come up with some management priorities and policy changes that will make those issues easier to resolve. So we definitely see collaboration as an important role in this community, especially given the sequestration issues and budgetary challenges that the community is facing today.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the survey a little deeper. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO. My two guests this week are Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of the High Performance Computing and Communications, and George Del Pret, a principal at Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America's CIO Survey.
It looks like the forecast is calling for a whole new cloud. Brought to you by CenturyLink. Get a visionary cloud infrastructure and custom communication solutions with CenturyLink, all built on a global, secure, carrier-grade network. and their custom solutions and support models are designed to enhance your efficiency every day of the week. Let their cloud infrastructure blanket you with security. Visit CenturyLink.com/gov. That's CenturyLink.com/gov to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. We have a special edition of Ask the CIO. I have two guests this week, Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of the High Performance Computing Communications, and George Del Pret, a principal at Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America CIO Survey. We are talking about the results and analysis of that CIO survey, the 23rd annual, I should say, right, George? CIO survey. So a lot of things coming out of that. One thing that stood out to me, we mentioned earlier, was the reaction to the OM memo around CIO authorities. That's one thing that surprised me. Let me start with you, George. What surprised you about the results? Because you get to see them and do all the interviews firsthand.
I think the biggest surprise there was that 94% of the respondents have or have plans to adopt public or private cloud services. When we went through this last year and we asked CIOs what they thought about the 25-point plan, and I talked with folks, I didn't think that that was going to happen. So that really stuck out, that folks have big plans to see the opportunity for migration to the cloud as a way to save money and in some cases improve security. So that was the top thing that jumped out to me.
And let me follow up, because I definitely want Joe to talk about this too, but do you remember last year, was that 70%? Was it 40%? Do you remember the range?
I don't think we asked that question specifically, but I would say it was probably less than 40%.
And did you break it down between public or private clouds? Because when we've done survey at Federal News Radio, it seems like a lot of people are just as game to go public as they are to go private.
Right. We didn't ask that question to break down public or private clouds. I recall from the survey last year, though, the majority were thinking about doing more private cloud than public cloud. So I think there's been, you know, a greater sense of or willingness to potentially explore cloud and look at ways that it can benefit an organization this year than last year.
And I know, Joe, from your perspective at NOAA, you guys are knee-deep into the cloud. I know you put your email and collaboration in the cloud. What's your take on this, the results around cloud?
It didn't need a whole lot of push from OMB, just a little slight nudge. And we are very much into a cloud solution. I think we've got probably a dozen different software as a service solutions that we're implementing and using across NOAA, getting ready to really take a deep dive into infrastructure as a service and platform as a service. And, you know, I think in addition to all the things that have been touched on in cloud, and one of the things that people don't talk about too much is it really improves the business model for CIOs, and that it reduces essentially IT to a bill. And it makes it a lot easier to explain to people, you know, here's the cost of IT, here's what we need to pay to get the bill or to get the service. And if you look at other utilities, and I've been trying to get to a utility model for IT for a long time, electricity, water, facilities, all these things have kind of fixed costs. And you know what? If you don't pay your electric bill, they turn the electricity off. And I think it just simplifies provisioning IT, you know, to a great extent by moving to cloud solutions. So we have certainly been adopting and driving to cloud solutions as fast as possible, consistent with making sure that, you know, everything's in place, like security. But it's great, and I don't see it really slowing down anytime soon.
When you talk about moving to the cloud, and you guys are putting a lot of things in there, you said 12 software as a service solutions. You're looking at infrastructure and platform as a service. Are we talking about public and or private or hybrid cloud solutions or a little bit of both? And then is trust still the biggest issue?
Security and trust are still probably the biggest concerns that people have with going to a cloud solution. I think it's getting easier to understand what solutions are available out there. FedRAMP is a you know, huge step forward, but in our case, it all comes down to defining requirements. So, what kind of security requirements do you need, and that really drives the decision whether it's public or private. Clearly, you gain greater efficiencies by using truly public services, and that's what we want. We want the best possible service at the lowest price. And if you can aggregate with not only with the federal community, but, you know, the public at large, that's great. And that's where you end up with your best cost points. But sometimes that solution isn't terribly secure. So we need to look at community clouds. And I'd say right now, most of our solutions are federal community cloud implementations. We also have internal cloud solutions.
George, let me throw it over to you real quick. Did you get a sense of what was the biggest issue around cloud for CIOs? Is it still security, or is it cost, or what?
I think Joe hit the nail on the head. I mean, I spend a lot of my time with the law enforcement community working with that group, and I think trust and security are huge challenges there. Are there for the scientific community where Joe works? You need to protect a lot of that information. So resistance, definitely, I think the biggest issue for resistance stems from trust and security. But secondly, Joe was talking about the need for a utility model in IT, and I think cloud is a great example of how CIOs can have IT on a bill and simplify it for the user community. I'd like to see more services, and I think many CIOs would like to move in that direction. But with that come challenges. I think the first challenge in the area is trying to work with the acquisition community who's used to buying things through sort of that waterfall approach of buying requirements, test, develop, design over many years, and not buying things with, you know, you need a very stringent, clear service level agreement that lays out specifically what you're going to be buying and getting for, and making sure that there's no gaming going on, you know, in that contract. So there's clarity. I think that's another challenge that I'm seeing in this area, not just with cloud, but with other sort of IT services where we're moving towards that buying from the drink mentality. The other thing is, I think, just having that overall understanding of what you're spending today and doing a business case to identify whether there are, in fact, going to be true savings from a migration to the cloud. I think many CIOs do that well, but there are many sort of struggles in that area, too, in trying to get transparency around the cost so you can make an informed decision about whether a move to cloud or another shared service is the right thing to do is something that I think many CIOs want to continue to focus on and improve.
Go ahead, Joe. Go.
Well, Jason, if I could just add, I think contracts is one of my two biggest challenges with the cloud as well. But I also think networking is, because as you move to the cloud, you're kind of living and dying by your network connection. And in NOAA, we are the big data poster child, and we have to figure out how we're going to handle the data movement. Ideally, we don't move the data at all, but that's another challenge is the networking and the cloud solutions.
And when you say networking, just to be clear, you're talking about both the connection, but also if your network goes down and you're depending on the cloud for 80 or 90% of what you do, your whole system, you can't do any work.
Well, that's certainly correct. But we have so many facilities across the country. We're virtually in every district out there in every city. No matter what solution we were provisioning previously, we were still very dependent on our networks. But here, when you're designing yourself, you can actually put your storage and your compute close by, close proximity. But as you look at compute in one location or one cloud provider, data storage from another, those may not be co-located or in close proximity. And if the data is, you're housing the data in a NOAA facility and you're purchasing compute in the cloud, how do you handle that in terms of moving the syncing everything up? And it's very challenging with large data sets.
And you guys have some of the largest ones, yes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joe, we're going to talk to you about what you found surprising in the survey. You're listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications, and George Del Pret, a principal with Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America CIO Survey.
The secret to being successful is never slowing down. Your agency's mission doesn't have a pause button, and with CenturyLink as your trusted technology partner, you don't have to slow down. Their visionary cloud infrastructure and custom communication solutions are backed by dedicated responsive support. Pause button not included. To learn more about how CenturyLink keeps you up and rolling 24/7, 365, visit CenturyLink.com/gov. That's CenturyLink.com/gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications, and George Del Pret, a principal with Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America CIO Survey, which we are talking about for this program. Now, before break, we were talking about what surprised you, George, as the chairman of the CIO survey. I'm going to turn this over to Joe and say, Joe, when you looked at the results, was anything that stood out to you as, wow, I didn't think that would be the case?
From my perspective, one of the more surprising results was related to bring your own device to work. BYOD is certainly catching on, and mobility is more important than ever. And certainly for NOAA, we have a very tech-savvy workforce, and our workforce scientists embrace and appreciate new technologies. And they're always, they're very mobile. We're very distributed. They work from the field in a lot of cases. They work from home. But I think the survey was showing that the results, about half of the CIOs have a BYOD policy. Now, I'm assuming this is a policy and not necessarily full implementation. Because this number is higher than what I expected, it shows that agencies are really looking to address security and governance challenges in bringing BYOD to the workforce. We have pilots ongoing to maybe buy different devices, the first step. I think there's a lot of challenges inherent in bringing your own device to work, especially in terms of privacy and security. But we've got cloud solutions in place to manage a wide variety of mobile devices, and we're piloting buying different devices and seeing if we can effectively manage those as a single enterprise solution. And we've just now started to really look at our own staff, and we use our IT staff as somewhat guinea pigs and then the piloting these capabilities, but they understand the challenges and they actually like the idea of pushing the state of technology. So we're just in the early stages here of looking at mobile devices supporting our mission. But that number just seemed to jump out at me as being a little high.
George, what's your take on that BYOD number? Did that jump out to you, or was that something you expected? Because as you're doing these interviews, people kept saying BYOD, BYOD.
It jumped out to me as well. The number was higher than I expected it to be as well. And Joe's right. It was policies in place. Full implementation, I don't think we're quite at half yet. Because there are many of which Joe pointed out that CIOs are trying to work through right now. Security issue. What sort of MDM solution do you put on that? What kinds of access to company data do you allow an individual to have on the work? That's different for every sort of work environment. It's almost like you need to create a federal enterprise architecture for what you can allow on the devices by the kind of business that an individual or an agency's in. I don't know that anyone's ever sort of looked at that, but when you classified material couldn't probably go to most devices. Whereas some other information like email isn't a problem. So I think CIOs are trying to work through those sorts of issues and challenges right now.
Joe, from your perspective, when it comes to BYOD, are you putting in place a policy yet? Or because you're just in those beginning stages of just mobile more generally, BYOD is further down the road?
Well, right now our technical reference model specifies iPhones and iPads. And I see where Apple just received their FIPS 140-2 certification on their security module. So that's good news. But we're quite happy and confident that we can have a secure mobile devices with the Apple products. But we know that some of our staff feel more comfortable with other devices and actually would prefer other devices. So we've got a draft policy, but it's not, I wouldn't say we've got a new policy on BYOD, but that's certainly where we're headed. What we've done is between our Google Apps for Government and we've got a MDM, a cloud MDM solution in place that we feel pretty confident that we can effectively manage other devices and the applications on those other devices, but we're still learning in terms of an ability to make sure that we don't do anything that would impact our mission or effectively carry out the mission from these or with these mobile devices. So, it's a comfort level, and I think we're still in a learning mode.
I think you and many, many other CIOs are there too, which actually was a good segue to my next question, Joe, regarding a lot of these challenges that were highlighted in the CIO survey, a lot of the same ones that your colleagues face. Is it getting more difficult from a CIO's perspective to juggle all these competing challenges, priorities, and mandates?
The competing challenges is certainly a problem, and there's a lot of problems in today's IT business area, especially in the budget environment. That I think with the constant budget pressures, it's important that we leverage strategic sourcing and shared services as, you know, in ways of doing more with less. We've got to be very, very efficient and effective buyers of services, and really the only ways to really do that are strategic sourcing, where you standardize on a small number of solutions, and sharing services across the government. 2010, we implemented our NOLINK contract. It's a strategic sourcing program to deliver enterprise-wide solutions, and it's paid off tremendously in terms of achieving cost savings. So we're pulling our buying power across NOAA, and that vehicle's also open up to all of commerce. And we're implementing shared services as sharing our services, and also trying to buy off of other shared services as a way to reducing the reinventing the wheel, or reinventing a service. Looking first to see what we can buy from another agency or inside of commerce, or we don't need to invent our own solution if a perfectly good solution is out there.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Before I let you go, I want to give you each about 30 seconds to talk about takeaways. Let me start with Joe. If you're a CIO, if you're a federal IT manager, what do the survey results tell you? What should you be taking away?
Certainly, you got to pay attention to the budget environment, but I think it presents a unique opportunity for us. It's forcing us to be more creative, develop innovative solutions to solve our problems, still meet the demands of our customers and for efficient and effective IT solutions. And the survey showed that the CIOs are working hard to change their agencies, and I think we really need to push hard to move from legacy systems to new, innovative, creative solutions as fast as possible, because that's the only way we're going to be able to survive, to address the budget and also to address some other challenges that we have.
George, you get the last word of the show today. Vendors, what should they take away?
Budgets aren't what they used to be, but if you have an innovative idea and you focus on the areas that are really challenging CIOs, I think there will be opportunities out there. And the areas that jump out are mobility and cybersecurity and cloud.
All right, stuff for everyone to pay attention to. And, you know, next year we'll have you back on to look at next year's results. But unfortunately, we are out of time. You've been listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and my guests today were Joe Klimovich, the NOAA Chief Information Officer and Director of the High Performance Computing and Communications, and George Del Pret, a principal with Grant Thornton and the chairman of the Tech America CIO Survey. Joe, George, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks very much, Jason.
Thank you for listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This show has been sponsored by CenturyLink. If you missed any portion of the show, you can hear it in its entirety on demand at federalnewsradio.com.